When you file your taxes each year, there's a good chance you could do it for free under programs run by private companies. The Internal Revenue Service is responsible for regulating free tax filing programs, but new reporting from ProPublica shows the tax industry had a big hand in crafting the most recent round of rule changes. Tax companies have spent more than a decade lobbying the IRS for less oversight. At the same time, participation in their free tax filing programs has declined to just 3% of eligible Americans. Justin Elliott is a reporter for ProPublica. He's been covering this story. Justin, welcome to Central Time.
Good to be here.
Let's start with the basics of this free tax filing. We can't just go on to the IRS website and open up a form there and fill out our taxes. We have to go through a private company, right?
Yeah, right. And that's actually a distinction between the U.S. and a lot of other developed companies that exist, because these companies, the biggest one is Intuit, which makes TurboTax, have for years fought the IRS making its own free option. So instead, we have this public-private partnership called Free File, where the companies are supposed to offer free tax filing rather than the government.
How does this free tax filing system work? We can get referred there by the IRS website. In effect, we have to go through Intuit or one of these other companies.
Right. So how it's supposed to work is that if you make below the income threshold, which is $66,000 last year, if you manage to find the right IRS website and then choose the correct commercial offering, then you can file your taxes for free. What our reporting has found is that fewer and fewer people are using this option every year, and that's good for the companies like Intuit, the maker of TurboTax, because it means they have more paying customers.
Talk about what happens when somebody who's eligible to free file ends up going to one of these companies and finds themselves paying for this service they thought was free.
Well, basically what happens usually is just that the company's profits swell. I mean, Intuit, this company based in Silicon Valley that makes TurboTax, their share price has been soaring. The founder is a billionaire. We obtained documents from the company showing that they know that even when people are expecting their tax return to be free, often it's not. And that's sort of essentially core to the business model. So this public-private partnership with the IRS has essentially not been fulfilling its goals for many years now. And the IRS so far has basically done nothing about that.
And late last year, a group of experts called the IRS Advisory Council reviewed this program, the Free File program, wrote up a report. It was about to come out, pretty critical. What happened next when it comes to this from the tax providers who provide these services?
Right. So this body of outside experts was actually asked by the IRS, take a look at this program. Is it working? The draft of this report was done, and what it said was, the IRS has completely failed to properly oversee this program, and, you know, lower income taxpayers who should be able to file for free are not getting that service, and it's a problem. So right before this expert report comes out, the emails we got show that the tax prep industry, including TurboTax, Intuit, got the IRS to extend the life of this program for another year, essentially preempting this criticism. And they, from what we can tell, the industry basically wrote the new deal with no significant input from the IRS, which I think shows the power relationship here.
And getting these emails wasn't a gimme. You filed information requests. The IRS initially pushed back, it sounds like.
Yeah, so I mean, I originally filed a public records request way back in the spring of this year. The IRS said, we're not going to give you these documents. We sued, and only after we went to federal court did the agency cough up the documents. And what they showed again was that the industry here, especially Intuit, seemed to essentially be calling the shots for this program that the IRS is supposed to be overseeing.
Right. You couldn't find a lot of difference between what the industry groups were proposing in these emails and what the IRS eventually came out with?
Exactly right. So the industry lobbyist sends a bunch of proposed changes. Then a couple weeks later, the IRS and the industry signed the new deal. It reflects all of the proposed changes from the industry and nothing else that might help consumers actually use this program or find it. And then a couple weeks after that, this harshly critical report comes out. But by that point, the program has already been extended. So, you know, they can't renegotiate it.
Talking to Justin Elliott, reporter for ProPublica, about the IRS and free tax filing that's provided through companies like Intuit. And it's been getting harder for people eligible for it to actually get free online tax filing. Justin, you looked at how companies like Intuit design their free tax system. Do you get the impression, do you get the sense that there's intent, that they're intentionally making it so that that person who comes on to file for free ends up finding themselves taking a paid service of some sort?
Absolutely. And I talked to many people that had worked at Intuit, TurboTax, literally on this issue. So a major part of the business model is you advertise free. Some people may remember the ad campaign last year was literally just people saying the word free over and over again and no other words. And so you get people starting filing their taxes. You know, most of us don't look forward to going through all of our tax forms and filling these things out. And then maybe halfway or three quarters of the way through the process, for many people who have clicked on free, the software will have a window pop up saying, actually, to file form X or Y, you're going to have to pay $60 and then another $50 for your state return. So you end up paying over $100. And what the company realized through, you know, very rigorous data testing is that many people hate filing their taxes so much that even if they thought they were going to get it for free, if you tell them when they're halfway through that they have to pay, they're just going to do it anyways because they don't want to have to start over again. So that's core to the whole business model of TurboTax.
Now, have you heard anything from the companies themselves, especially Intuit, in defense of their free file practices?
Yeah, sure. So the company, you know, has basically stood by its business practices. They say that, you know, that this all just reflects consumer choice and that, you know, they're sort of appropriately telling people what their options are and people are free to walk away if they want. They've actually been sued now in a private class action in California and also by some state entities, and they're vigorously contesting those lawsuits. So some of this might end up in court, and we don't know what will happen.
You've got a follow-up piece since your piece came out of tax filers reporting that they went to Intuit and said, hey, I should have been eligible for free filing but wasn't. I want my money back. What kind of results have they been getting?
Yeah, sure. So after this was after tax filing season this past year, people were calling to get refunds. Initially, TurboTax was actually giving refunds, but then there was a change in policy and they started saying no, and people were no longer getting their money back. Again, some of those people have now sued, and that the litigation is ongoing. But what we're looking for now is what will happen in this upcoming tax season next year, and whether any of this will change or whether we're going to see a repeat of what's happened in past years.
Big picture, is anybody making the case that we should be able to go to IRS.gov and file our own taxes without going through some separate private company?
Yeah, absolutely. And in fact, in many other wealthy countries, the tax agency uses the data that they already have to pre-fill your tax return, and then you look it over, and you know, just click submit if it looks good to you. Elizabeth Warren has introduced a bill that would create a better government option. Bernie Sanders has come out for that as well. This is something that the industry has fought going back all the way back to the 90s. But in the meantime, for next year, if people are looking for a free version, try Googling IRS free file and going to the official IRS.gov site. It's a little bit hard to navigate, but if you make under $66,000, you should be able to file for free if you go to the correct place. And we hope to have more on that on our website next year.
And are there any changes, briefly as we wrap up, Justin, any changes expected from the IRS when it comes to oversight of how these private companies operate Free File?
The jury's still out on that. Actually, the IRS Inspector General is conducting an audit of all this right now. So we're actually waiting to hear from the IRS whether they're going to try to beef up oversight or somehow make this more accessible to consumers.
Justin, we'll leave it there. Thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks so much.
That's Justin Elliott, reporter at ProPublica. He talked with us about the tax industry's efforts to shape the regulations for their free tax filing programs, an effort he says was successful based on emails obtained from the IRS. Want to hear from you. Have you ever tried to use free online tax filing, maybe even going from the IRS.gov website and finding a participating partner? Did you find it to be a simple process? Did you start out thinking you were filing for free and hitting a snag where you had to use a paid service or start the whole process from scratch? Did you end up giving up and paying for it? Did you end up being able to file for free online? Would you like to see the IRS offer free public tax filing program directly through their own website? Let us know what you've run into and what you think. You can email us at ideas@WPR.org, or you can always contact us on Twitter. We are @CentralTimeWPR. Love to hear your story.